You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would specifically ban sextortion in Wisconsin is making its way through the legislature. In these crimes, scammers target teens, often teen boys, pretending they could be a romantic interest. They get the teens to send intimate photos or videos of themselves, and then they turn on them. Sextortionists then blackmail their victims. They say, "Send us money or we'll release the intimate content." Sometimes they even threaten teens by saying they'll report them to police because they created child pornography. 28 states have sextortion laws on the books, according to the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative. Now lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the 29th. The bill is inspired by Braden Bone. The teenager was targeted in a sextortion plot in March, and he took his own life. His family testified at an emotional Senate committee hearing yesterday. His mom, Brittany Bird.
If Braden in his death can save even one more kid, that makes it a little less heavy.
Many of these scammers are outside the U.S., so finding the perpetrators and holding them accountable is often complicated for law enforcement. But more and more kids are now being targeted. Braden's stepdad, Luke Bird.
In 2021, there were 139 reported cases of financial sextortion targeting minors within the United States. That number has jumped to 36,000 reported victims in 2024. This is per the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. That's a 26,000% increase in a three-year span. If that does not open your eyes to this immediate threat to the safety of our children, I do not know what will.
The bill has already passed the Assembly unanimously. It's expected to get similar support in the full Senate. Workers at another Madison grocery store are unionizing. Staff at the Festival Foods on East Wash voted earlier this month to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1473. They join employees of at least eight other grocery stores in Dane County who have unionized. Steve Temple works in the deli department at that festival store. He helped organize the union vote. He lays out their priorities.
Pay, especially for part-time and front-end workers. Lowering the threshold for what counts as full-time, because a lot of people aren't getting any kind of benefits aside from dental. So health insurance would be nice for more people. Having regular scheduling and also guaranteed minimum hours, because, you know, we have people that are some weeks they're getting like 4 hours for the entire week, and then the next week they'll maybe get like 20, 30. And you can't really plan your life around that, so that's a big problem. Another big one, one that matters to me is the point system, the attendance policy. You can't, if you get a doctor's note, you'll still get an attendance point. Better security, especially for the cashiers. You know, it's a lot of like teenagers working there, so in those positions.
In the election, 72% of employees voted to join the union. The national union represents nearly a million grocery store workers across the country. The next step is to start negotiating with Festival. The union president says they look forward to supporting staff as they head to the bargaining table. Meanwhile, UW system employees are getting raises. Lawmakers officially approved a plan from System President Jay Rothman in committee yesterday. This year, staff will get a 3% raise, and next summer, they'll get an additional 2% raise. The money was included in the state budget passed in July. The raises will be retroactive for July and August, so employees will get added back pay for the last 2 months. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another Brewers player injured.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Phillies wrapping up their three-game series today in Milwaukee. The Brewers winning last night's game 6-3. Pat Murphy on why Christian Yelich was not in the lineup.
He's got lower back pain. He's talked to the surgeon, whatever. He hasn't been out all year. He played all those games. He's really been super healthy for us and super critical, but it didn't respond well. It's come on a little bit.
NFL. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday at 3:25.
Jordan Love on his thoughts about adding defensive end Micah Parsons to the team.
Yeah, I think Micah's he's a smart dude all around. You know, I think he loves ball. He's very intelligent when it comes to football. He has smart questions. He's trying to learn about the offense and our plan for going into a game and things like that. So I think that just shows you where he's at mentally, what he's thinking of outside in the offseason. No, he's definitely a smart guy. So I'm just excited, like I said, see him out there on the field with us.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just when you thought Taylor Swift was all washed up, she proves us all wrong and breaks records on Spotify yet again. As of last weekend, her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, broke records on the music streaming platform for the most pre-saves on Spotify's countdown page. Holding the previous record was, you guessed it, Taylor Swift for her 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department. The Life of a Showgirl, Swift's 12th studio album, drops October 3rd. Season 5 of Stranger Things is right around the corner, and the social media teasing for the new season has already started thanks to one of the show's creators. Ross Duffer shared a photo from the editing suite and posted that episode 1 is ready to go. They've added some star power this season as well. Frank Darabont will direct one of the season 5 episodes. The show will be released in 3 increments. Volume 1 drops November 26th, Volume 2 drops on Christmas Day, and the big finale on New Year's Eve. Sounds like a fun way to ring in the new year. As expected, there's a bit of a letdown now that the summer movie season is officially over. That does not, however, mean the fun needs to stop or that there are not great films opening. The only flick opening in wide release is The Conjuring: Last Rites. This is the 4th Conjuring film and 10th overall under the Conjuring umbrella. If you are up for a rewatch leading up to the latest, you can check out all The Conjurings, 3 Annabelle movies, and The Nun 1 and 2. They are not all gems, so check reviews before viewing. The latest installment stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, who reprise their roles as the Warrens, paranormal investigators who decide to take one last case. I'm sure it goes swimmingly. Opening in limited release is a movie I highly recommend, called The Threesome, starring Zoe Deutsch. It's a rom-com that's funny, thoughtful, and has a great twist. I saw a screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore, and the audience absolutely loved it. Big laughs. Let's go to the movies. Here's one of Pete's picks. Darren Aronofsky's Caught Stealing is a fun watch. The film, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, has solid performances and great action, crucial elements to a caper film. Butler plays an ex-baseball star who is down on his luck while fighting a drinking problem. He finds himself in the middle of a dispute between two warring gangster factions. There is a shocking twist halfway through the movie that I did not see coming. If you're looking for some September weekend fun and are in and around the Manitowoc area, or don't mind a road trip, do what you can to check out Sputnik Fest. The Rar West Art Museum puts on this gem of a festival every September. The festival is in honor of a freak accident from 1962 where part of a Russian satellite, Sputnik, crashed on a Manitowoc street, coincidentally, right next to this great museum. There are costume contests, great food, and really fun people. Do yourself a favor and check it out this Saturday, September 6th, starting at noon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s and a west wind at 5 to 15. Winds increase to around 30 miles per hour tonight. We'll have showers and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For Friday, partly sunny and breezy, highs near 62, mid-60s Saturday.
It's 47 right now.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.